You're listening to the show about human bait and underwater bicycling. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What does Abby sound like now?
Oh my gosh, wait, that's perfect. You didn't chop out when I... Keep talking. I'm going to make sure... I don't think you dropped out at all. Yes, what was that one?
What did you do?
I'm not sure what I did. I changed it from...
mixer of 20.
Air to instrument. Oh. So I said she's an instrumental input.
Oh.
Yeah. Since she uses her voice like an instrument.
Everybody does, weirdo.
Well, but you do more than other people.
You're the music in his life, Abby.
But her laugh is gone again.
Did it cut out?
It's weird.
All right, then that instrument setting doesn't matter.
Don't change it.
Hey, I can. There's a third option, which is to toggle them both on. I have no idea what either of them does, though. Having not read the manual or knowing anything about it, I just...
Orangutan. Okay. Orangutan.
Let's go. That's not right.
Oh. We are over before we begin tonight. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Scary. Scary dragon time.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Now, if you recall, our last session was abbreviated.
Oh, yes.
So nobody was assigned a recap because we barely did anything.
I feel like it felt like a normal length D&D session for a lot of like D&D groups, like playing an hour and a half, couple hours. That's legitimate. And you guys are like, nothing happened. We like prepared and came up with plans.
Oh, it's validating to hear this first from somebody who's played D&D with other groups. Like, we're all like, we've been in the same group forever. I don't remember anything. Thank you, Adam.
He also wants to justify that we got to watch baskets that night.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe we can stop at the same time tonight.
Maybe we can just, you know, maybe we just do it for like 20 minutes.
Look, I mean, am I eyeing all of my gay dating apps for prospects for later tonight?
No.
No.
Whoa, how many phones do you have?
I do indeed have two phones, and I don't want to talk about it. What was that reaction? You guys look so disturbed.
Well, because like that was a really weird thing to say, and it's funny that you're pretending that it isn't a weird thing to say.
Two phones, and I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, but it was funny. I said it.
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
Did I make a face?
Scared.
I made a face.
Did anyone notice that I made a face?
I don't know.
I was looking at my own face.
If you were reacting to the reaction I had, my reaction was just coincidentally at the moment I accidentally closed Roll 20.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, now I have to redo it. Oh. And so that was my reaction. It wasn't about your phone.
Two
phones.
I didn't see your reaction and I don't care.
Two phones.
Abby.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Look,
everyone,
if you want
shut
me
up.
If you want me to talk about it, I will.
I'm listening. Okay, you are a CIA member.
I'll listen to anybody talk about anything because I'm going to have to DM.
Yeah.
I have been wanting to get off of my parents' phone plan for a while. Mm-hmm. But I used that to justify one night recently, like a couple months ago, when I was like really just having a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
I engaged in like one of the most egregious acts of retail therapy because I had been like seeing all the reviews about the new Google Pixel phone.
Uh-huh.
And I had also texted my dad like a week before saying like, hey, I'm trying to get off of you guys' plan sometime this year. Can I get the AT&T login so that I can kind of see what my usage has been? And and so like it all just like came together in this really
unfortunate just like lack of self-control, and I was like, I'm signing up for Verizon so just so that I can get this one particular model of this one particular phone.
That happens so, to people, yes, to everyone.
It does and it did. And so yeah. Now I have both. So I'm personally only paying for one.
Right.
Like the other one I've never had to pay. Like my parents have just been like, you know, I'm sure they're just happy to make sure that I have a way for them to like contact me.
My sister also is still on my mother's phone plan, and she's how old am I? She's 37. So
but whatever. Like it's just wild that I just like in that moment of just weakness,
yeah,
just like made like did something that has resulted in an additional like $100-$150 taken out of my budget every month.
It's $150.
Well, Verizon and plus like paying off the phone like in a monthly plan. Like it's like
it didn't like come with the plan or anything like that.
No, this is like a brand spanking new, like really good phone.
Right.
And so yes, I have two phones, and I'm happy.
Cool.
Yeah, you shouldn't have talked about that.
I'm gonna edit it so it sounds like something much more horrible than what you just said.
Well, let me give you some other things that you can like edit in and stuff.
Okay.
So like, see, I ate a banana. I don't work for pittance. I work for things that give me a chance to see sickles and a snowman.
Bananas.
Look, I used to be a bottom, but now I'm a top, and that is my secret. You know one of my favorite movies? LA Confidential.
I would fail that on framed.
Me too.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It on the sixth frame.
Yeah, sure.
I was going to tell you a story to make you feel better, which is when I was on my honeymoon cruise with my husband. We went to a spa or something. We went to Alaska. We took a little boat to Alaska.
So maybe, but I don't think we ever heard any.
You just
stories
downgraded
about it
from a cruise to a little boat. Now I don't know what to
picture. Rowing across the ocean.
We weren't in the Caribbean, and we weren't on like a party. You know,
it was an icebreaker.
Barge.
It was a fish. It was a trawler.
But they really get you. They get you guys because
we were
at the spa, and they're like, "Oh, would you like the cellulite cream treatment?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that makes sense, right?" And I bought it for $300 because I was on this cruise with my husband and with my. And you know what? I was so ashamed of myself.
Aww.
I never used it. And I threw it away 10 years later.
Bobby, that's worse than if you had just used it.
Yeah.
You should feel so much better.
No, you should feel guiltier about that than you did about having bought it.
I have so much cellulite, guys.
Also, this is the first I've even heard that story.
That's tragic.
I love it. That's wonderful.
From you. You didn't come to the spa. It was the royal we.
So, yeah. So, in lieu of a recap, we can all just kind of remember. So, like Adam said, you guys were making plans and sort of began to execute them. So, the idea was that Rafina and Bathwack were going to go one way in an attempt to try to get up the butte and help the anglerfish. And in order to clear the path for them, since the dragon is wrapped all around the base of the butte, Will and Roscoe were going the other way. So they went left. Will and Roscoe went right and are going to attempt to distract the dragon. Roscoe shared that he is somewhat of a human lightning rod when it comes to bad luck, so he thought he might be a good representative on the bait side of the equation.
But the most important thing that happened is that Roscoe whispered something into Will's ear. Will doesn't even know that he heard it.
After tricking Will into the hug.
Yes. Oh, it was a lost in translation moment.
We hugged, and yeah, I lost in translation you And yes, Eric, you and I can decide at some point what Roscoe was.
Oh, doing. Right. I forgot that you don't even know.
I just put an asterisk, like, I'll decide that later. TBD.
I have that written down as Roscoe lost in translate Wrath of Khan's hymn.
Yep. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So our characters are very confident in this plan, Eric.
Uh-huh. And then we didn't, like, end, like, at a specific dramatic point that's easy to remember because of packet right. loss.
Yeah.
Well, you had just asked Alex and Abby what the feel was. Like, what's going on over there? Because we just had the hug moment. Oh, you were yeah. like, what's going on with Orfina
it's
and Beth?
It's dawning on me that we just know nothing about the dragon or the anglerfish.
Right.
Or
what do you mean we know nothing about it?
We know nothing about, we don't know, like... We've seen the dragon flying around. We've never seen the anglerfish before.
Yes. You mean it might not exist?
We don't know. We just don't know very
we
much.
We see the anglerfish.
Yeah, we yeah. saw it.
We didn't do like any... Yeah, we're just going in.
Also, did we ever debrief, honestly, like about what the City Gang was all about? Like, I realized recently, I was like, our characters never really talked about what happened down there.
Welcome to really. Our group, Adam.
Yeah.
That was Adam's fault, though. He decided to turn into his
cage. But usually it comes up. Yeah.
That's true. I guess I interrupted that.
Let's go meet up at the Middle Kelp and talk about what the City Gang is all about.
The Middle Kelp.
We determined that they were being possessed.
They were, yeah. They had. They were on drugs.
Yes. They right.
And
right.
Oh, and that they're gnomes. Yeah. No, Will said that at least that they're the Ibish are gnomes or something. I think. I hope we had that discussion. It was a big deal.
Right. Okay. Right.
Anyway. So yeah, I guess cinematically we were panning back over to Orfina and Bathwack, and. Seeing what was happening to them.
Roscoe's on the bike, right? On the other side. Just checking.
Orfina was swimming in bursts towards the kelp.
Yes.
Bathwack was swimming like a serpent.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of all noodly.
Mm-hmm. We are hoping. Let's just recap our plan here. We are hoping that when we see the distraction of the dragon going after them, that we will swoop in and save the day, right?
Yeah. What does save the day mean to you?
It means that we're going to heal the anglerfish.
Okay. And we're sure it needs healing?
Yes. Yeah. Bathwack.
And then...
You just heal him with everything you got. And a hug.
Everything you've got and a hug.
That's amazing. Yes.
And you think if I leave out the hug, then nothing will happen?
Strahd will come back if you don't hug him.
Okay.
What's he saying okay to?
I don't even need to roll deception. All right, so we're just going to heal the character. The character, listen to me. Jeez, we're going to heal the fish. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
I major image a sign above Roscoe's head with an arrow pointing down like the Beetlejuice sign, and it just is blinking, and it says dinner time. Just kidding! Just kidding!
Just kidding!
Well, I only went to bed.
Dinner time! not yet. Maybe.
So yeah, you guys do see Orfina and Bathwack in position. They're maybe bickering a little bit, but mm-hmm. you think they've got everything in hand and mm-hmm. are ready to go when the time comes. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys doing?
This dragon is asleep looking.
Seems like it.
And Will is in that shipwreck, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the shipwreck, yes. I have an immovable rod that we could try to like what does the dragon look like? Does it have a frill or something that I could place the immovable rod on and it would be like pinned to the ground?
Oh my gosh.
The right spot to do that is right above its lip. That's the most tender spot on dragons.
Can you get it to like swallow it?
I give it a mustache, an immovable rod mustache.
If you give it a mustache, it'll have more, less sensitivity there.
I think yes, its nose yes, is on exactly. its mouth. So it'd be above its nose.
Right, that little hook thing. Does it have one of those dragony hook things that I could place it down in? And but how soft is the lake floor? I think you're going to have
to give it a nose ring.
Yeah, I have a plan for this immovable rod if this doesn't seem like it'd be something.
It doesn't have any like membranous appendages that are conveniently flat on the ground.
So like its wings, the cartilage of its wings aren't like spread out?
No, that's folded up along its body.
What about where its neck meets its head? Like, you know how on a human you have like, this...
There are tops of the dragon.
Is it huge? Like, is it taller than us?
It's
like,
big.
It's laying down. Is its height taller than us standing?
Probably, yeah.
So I would have to like climb on it to put it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, but, or just swim above it.
Can you? Yeah. In my mental image, like I'm looking down on a geologic feature that has a dragon around it. Like, and so the dragon is huge.
It's big.
It's like. It's measured in units of geology.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
It's not that big.
Okay.
It's the size of a capybara.
It is in D&D terms, it is a huge creature.
Okay.
Which means
what's bigger than huge?
I think it's gargantuan is the next size, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so it's huge.
You guys are medium sized. Then there's large. And then there's huge. Mm. Oh, okay. So on the map, it takes up a 3x3 square, whereas you guys take up just one square.
Wait, is that exponential then?
And that's when it's all like coiled up.
I mean, like battle-wise, that's the space it takes up on a tactics map or whatever.
So, KT, Will's slash your kind of thoughts about the immovable rod.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys thinking of it as like this is something you could do while the dragon is sleeping?
I have a couple ideas. Yes, that is one of the ideas, but it would depend. Like, I definitely don't want to lose it. Like, I don't want to if he just gets out from it. I want to use it as a weapon, potentially, if this thing is swimming after me.
And you'd basically use it as, like, a spear, right?
Yeah, basically, because if I stop and it's coming at me.
I feel like, at this point, the onus is probably on Roscoe to go ahead and start doing, like, being bait and start trying to get the dragon's attention.
Yeah? Do you want to? Will, can Will send a message like that? What are we doing? We're the bait.
Yeah, you guys can have a conversation.
You send me a message.
Yeah.
What is the message, Kendra?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Roscoe yells back, what?
Out loud?
No.
Yeah.
Say it in your head. In your head. Like in this.
I'm Roscoe LaFleur. In my what?
Is the dragon stirring yet?
Oh no. Did you roll something?
Yeah,
okay. Uh-oh. Oh no. What was it? I don't see it.
It's a 13.
A 13 what? Do we keep going?
Eric is
apparently.
You see the dragon move a little bit.
Oh god.
It could be just moving in its sleep, you don't know.
Roscoe, it's awake, it's awake, it's awake, it's awake. If it were me, I'd be laying there pretending I was asleep until something came up into my mouth and then I would eat it.
Is that in his head?
Yes.
Yeah, Roscoe just kind of like grins over his shoulder at the shipwreck, at the figure of Will on the shipwreck. And starts, I guess, maybe singing a song or some shit. What's a good song that Roscoe could sing loudly to try to attract this dragon away from the
angler? Tiptoe through the kelp.
Pharrell Williams, Happy.
It has to be a song that I know.
How about Pharrell Williams, Sad?
No. He's just gonna sing.
From Popeye.
I am not large, taking fucking requests.
You sounded like you were. You asked us.
Yeah, but all of your requests are things I can't do. All right. Aww. Roscoe starts singing. He's on the bike. He starts kind of riding in little circles around on the seabed, the lake bed. And he sings, I'm Roscoe LaFleur. Nobody knows the Roscoes I've been. Nobody knows but me.
The dragon isn't moving.
Oh, can I still send him a message?
Yeah.
I didn't know how far he went forward, but he'd be like, he is absolutely not asleep. Or she, or they, it is not asleep.
Okay, now Roscoe will. Can Roscoe message back?
Yes, you can reply to a message.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole point, was
but
to make sure it was awake.
Run or something?
I'll run when it starts running at me.
It's going to eat you if you wait that long.
How close am I to the... Now I'm looking at the picture.
It's Will. Adam, you're probably 1,000 feet away. You're probably very far away. Will's going to be nervous anyway.
I don't know how close you want to be.
Ooh.
I mean, I was just riding in little circles, like, in a spot. Yeah. Like, I mean, but I guess if he's not reacting, really, if the dragon is not reacting, Roscoe will start kind of riding a little bit closer,
Still singing.
But I don't, I'm not feeling really, like, creative in terms of coming up with, like, random songs for him to be singing.
Keep singing that one.
That's a 19.
You may not have to sing too much more.
That's how I feel.
Nobody knows the dragons I've seen. Nobody knows but me.
Whoa. So you're riding around, and in one of the little arcs of your circle, you don't seem to be too comfortable on a bike, I'm going to just say.
No, I'm wobbling all over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So your circles are kind of drifting around a little bit, and one of your arcs takes you in view of sort of the nearer the front of the dragon, namely its head.
Oh, God.
And you see maybe, I don't know if you're trying to make eye contact or directly not, but you can't help but notice that the one closed eyelid that you see slowly lifts open about halfway. And behind the eyelid, there's just a blank void.
Whoa.
That's kind of creepy, huh?
Didn't we check to see if it was mechanical? Did we somehow determine that it isn't?
I don't think we did. I think you suggested that, but I don't know if we did anything about it.
I think our packets dropped.
Yeah, probably.
There's a blank void behind in its eye?
Mm-hmm. Where you would expect to see an eyeball.
Hmm.
Just an empty nothingness.
Yikes.
Wow.
And then the lid drops.
Ooh.
Okay. Hey, I saw that. Somebody's waking up. Wakey, wakey.
And the dragon's wings slowly unfurl from it and begin to stretch out. The whole... exactly, yeah. Kind of like a stretchy, wakey-uppy kind of move. But with the wings.
Yeah.
And it kind of uncurls itself from around the side of the butte where it was laying.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly begins to roll away from the butte.
Oh.
And then it lays on its back. So its belly up to the surface or whatever. And it lifts its head off of the floor, you know, its upside down head, and turns and points its snout at you, Roscoe, and opens both of its eyes wide. And yeah, both of them are just these empty voids.
And Roscoe loses just a little bit of his bravado as he finishes what he was saying and says, eggs and bakey.
He says, and the dragon keeps his eyes open and says,
oh goodness,
who are you?
What?
This is so great.
I'm Roscoe LaFleur. Who are you?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I thought we were going to exchange questions back and forth like civilized beings. You got to answer mine first.
No, I don't.
Oh, so you're saying you're not civil?
I ain't saying nothing.
All right, well, that's fair. What was your question again?
I asked you what you're doing here.
Oh, just riding my little bike down here. I love my bicycle.
Oh, yeah? You like to ride your bike?
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Yeah. So, don't mind me. I'm just riding bike around down here. And I thought I would say hi because you look like an interesting fella.
You mind telling me how you got down here?
You know what? I can't recall.
And the dragon beats its wings in this big, powerful push and disturbs all kinds of sediment. It's all very cloudy and everything. Lifts up off the ground and starts sort of lazily floating through the water on its back, propelling itself by its wings.
Wow, you're huge.
Yeah, that's my class size in 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. You got that right.
Very impressive.
You're not huge. You're medium at most.
Yeah, I'm pretty medium-sized, but somebody I once knew always said it's not your class size that matters in D&D. It's how you use it.
So, he heard it from Burbage, clearly, yeah. And he only remembers it in the accent.
No, I meant yoise it.
Yoise it. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's like sort of slowly, again, lazily swimming around maybe 15, 20 feet up, but kind of around you, Roscoe. He says, yeah, I'd really like to know how you got here.
Is he moving? Did he kind of move away from, he moved away from the butte?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching.
He's more toward, closer towards where you are.
We see this, right?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Should we try to swim up there?
The spotlight is not on us right now, Bad Boy.
Well, no, but,
well,
this,
but
I mean,
that's the point.
Depending on how far he's gotten away from the butte, and it seems like Roscoe does have his attention.
Do you want us to go? Do you want us to talk?
Well, if you have things you're saying or doing, yes.
I thought we were taking turns. Yes, Bad Boy, look, go, go, look, go, 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 go.
That's what I was just trying to say.
No, yes, go.
Well, let's go.
No, yes.
And we swim with gusto.
I want to try to go around the back side of this butte or whatever.
Okay.
Like, I wonder if it can be sort of cover so that we can approach from behind the anglerfish, kind of using it to block our line of sight to the dragon.
Yeah, you will be technically in view until you can sort of cut that sight line. Because there's no... You're in the sort of the last kelp, stand of kelp. Kelp,
yeah,
copes.
So we'll be in view if the dragon looks over.
If,
for the record, I am very stealthy.
And also, the dragon just churned up sediment, and Will has an idea from that.
Okay.
Will wants to message Rafina if he's close enough.
Yeah, you guys are all close enough.
Close enough. Uh-huh. He's going to say, we should do something to the sediment, churn it up, make the anglerfish disappear, and I can maybe look like the anglerfish and get the dragon to go even further away if he's not gonna go after Roscoe anymore. So if you can, like, I don't know, use your fog spell or something around the globe or orb.
Will, that's ingenious. We're swimming really fast now. We will do that, though. You're going to get a medal, Will.
Jesus I will Christ. Settle for being alive after this.
But Will remembers the promise of a medal.
Yeah, I'm going to bother you for that later.
So are you guys going to try to make a swim for it?
We're swimming.
Okay.
Stealthily. At least I am.
Can give me stealth checks. We'll see if you're doing so stealthily.
And I'm going to try to coordinate, like, if she can make it obscure the anglerfish somehow, I'm going to try to turn into what I can.
Well, right now it sounds like they're just swimming for the butte.
I'm just saying I want to time it with them. Like, if they get there and can do that, what I'm going to do is, if they can obscure it and the dragon looks back, I will come out as the anglerfish and go somewhere else. That's my plan.
And while they're doing that, Roscoe is answering with, like I said, I don't recall. My whole life has been a series of strange things happening to me. Mostly unlucky things. And when I found myself at the bottom of this lake, I just had to assume this must just be the latest in a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, I'd say you probably got that right.
Ooh.
Since you don't seem to be too receptive to cooperating with my questions here, I think we might need to just... I got important things going on down here, so let's just get you out of the way, and I'll go back to doing what I was doing. That sound good?
Oh, no.
And you see him begin to inhale.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Don't... Roscoe's... I don't see how I wasn't cooperating. I was answering your question, but okay. So how close am I to the dragon right now? Like if he's inhaling, Roscoe has a general understanding of dragons that they have what D&D would call, is it AOE spells or like effects like that do shit like breathing fire and shit. Uh-huh. Does Roscoe think he's within range of such an effect?
Probably.
Ooh. Okay. Expeditious retreat.
Okay.
Expeditious retreat.
Scooby-Doo. Expeditious retreat. That's where his legs were winding up.
Well, do I really have to do that, or should I just? Maybe I shouldn't use a spell slot. Maybe I should just run.
Water. I mean, how flamey could his flames be? I know there are, you know, volcanoes. Abby,
you are going to regret asking that. I'm sure.
No.
Like, because it's going to be something terrible.
I know. Okay, I don't know what it is.
I jinxed it.
I don't need to do expeditious retreat yet.
Okay.
I am doing an expeditious retreat, but just like colloquially, not like the spell. I am using my speed.
You're lowercase expeditious retreating. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And so I am riding. Well, no, I'm ditching the bike. I'm sorry.
We'll get it back.
I'm sorry, Rafina.
I think you should try to lodge it in his throat, but that's
I want you to describe you running away while, like, I want to know how the bike is ditched. I want to picture Roscoe ditching the bike.
Well,
underwater and running, swimming away.
Well, first he does start trying to ride away on it, forgetting that this is not his best mode of transportation.
Just going into the sediment more and more.
yeah, like it just starts sinking. And he's pedaling as fast as he can. And then his he's in a swimsuit, right? Let's say he's in a bodysuit. No, I'm not gonna make his bodysuit get stuck in the pedals of the chains of the bike so that he's naked for the rest of this fucking session. I'm sorry. It was a fun thought, but I'm not going to do
that.
We'll
save that for later, just like a few months from now.
So as he's like pedaling and the bike just like doesn't really move, it just tilts. I love that image, KT, of it tilting into the lake bed. He like sees that, and so he just like he floats off of the bike, and the motions that his legs were making of like pedaling just like seamlessly turn into like a really effective swimming like paddle. Like he starts swimming as fast as he can away, and like not like right for the shipwreck, but like to a space kind of adjacent to the shipwreck, because he still kind of is under the impression that Will might want to help somehow.
Yeah. Well, what a fool. If I see that happening, of course, that will also be my. I'll try. You know, if he's distracted by that and he hasn't yet seen my other associates going to the orb, I will try to distract as much so, as I can.
Roscoe, I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw as you try to disengage yourself from the bike. The bottom hem of your swimsuit threatens to catch in the in the chain of the bike. And so we got to see if
telling
you can...
him he wasn't DMing very well.
Pull it away in time.
God damn it, I've been hoisted by my own something.
It's probably it's called a petard.
It's a pointward.
Yeah, right. He's wearing a body swimsuit.
It's a DC 13.
All right, dexterity saving throw.
Yep. Oh my God. And Bathwag is not close enough to help you, even if he thinks you're his friend. Oh!
A 7.
I mean, yes!
So, I'm not a cruel man. You're not pinned in place. Ready to receive the brunt of this dragon's whatever it's about to do.
My swimsuit falls off.
No, don't be ridiculous. You feel like the need to run as if your life depended on it. So you've got a lot of strength. So the bottom
just
of it
from the waist down.
No, don't be ridiculous. The sort of bottom of it catches in the chain, and you just try to just rip yourself away, and you certainly do. But the sort of back half, like the back fourth, bottom back fourth,
like one of those
of the swimsuit rips away,
like
just
the
part covering his butt.
Yeah,
and the back of your legs.
The butt flap.
It like rips like up to like you can see about 2/3 of Roscoe's butt.
So Roscoe's in like assless chaps right now.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, that rips away, but you're still able to get away from the bike and make your lowercase expeditious retreat.
Well, I'm getting out of there, whether my ass is showing or not.
It is.
Okay. It's not Roscoe's first time.
All right. Roscoe's heading back towards the ship. And with that movement, the dragon's head is really fully turned away from where you guys are.
Oh, good.
Bathwack and Rafina. So you are able to bloop your way over to
the
butte and out of the direct, at least current, sight line.
They're both doing little swimmy.
We're blooping. Alex and Abby are actually swimming in there.
They're so cute.
Takes you 4 hours to get there.
Yeah, I know. This is the tiniest little.
We're doggy paddling. So we get there, though, right? We're behind the butte now?
Yes, you are now out of sight of the dragon and Roscoe's butt and the shipwreck where Will was hiding.
So if I whisper to Bathwack, are we so close that the dragon will be distracted? Like, what do I think?
You don't know the hearing capability of the dragon. You think that for it to hear you whisper, unless you fuck up whispering real bad, then you don't think that you're gonna, unless it has crazy, ultra powerful hearing, you think you're probably safe to whisper.
I have a terrible depth perception in D&D, so I don't really understand how far I am from anything.
I have also been very bad at describing it specifically.
Abe, you're doing a great job.
No, you're doing awesome.
Oh, I know I'm doing great. I just don't. I haven't really codified how far everything is.
Okay.
Because it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can just ask me if you
can't read the map. That's
like
the problem.
Like Abby just did. That was perfect.
I think Abby also he said last time that. It's not actually.
I didn't. Yeah, the grid
you
is.
You didn't even
I
tell
could
us.
Get rid of the grid.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
To be honest.
He was like, don't look at the grid. So,
yeah.
You're not doing anything
still,
wrong.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Okay. Okay. So I whispered to Bathwack. Will says we should use the sediment to create a cloud around the fish, or I can use my fog cloud.
I think you should use your fog cloud.
Why not the sentimentality? The sediment. Why not the sediment?
But how do you want to do that? Should I, like, swim around in circles or something in the...
Just kick it up with your webbed feet.
There must be a way to kick up more sediment than that.
What if my fog cloud doesn't work underwater? But I'll try.
Well,
are we at the fish?
And I'll see if I can think of something else.
You're still at the base of the butte. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. Base of the butte.
Base of the butte.
Can't you hear us? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, you're talking at the base of the butte.
The base of the butte. Okay. But we're also still swimming, right? Because we're going toward the fish.
Well, the fish is now up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I didn't know if you were fog cloud. You're not going to stir up sediment with webbed feet while you're up on top of the butte.
Well, but we have to. Oh. So what you're saying is that there's not sediment around the at the top of the butte. Bathwack, we are headed toward the fish right now, and I'm going to do the fog cloud when we get to the top. Is that right?
Roscoe!
I'm sorry.
All right, so you guys are swimming up towards the top of the butte and the orb?
Yes.
How big is the anglerfish?
You haven't seen it really yet. I mean, it seems pretty big.
Well,
but
we
it's
saw
kind
it
of
from across the thing. Was it smaller than the dragon from where we when we looked?
Yeah, it's smaller than the dragon.
Okay.
But it's big. All right. So, Will, what's going on in the shipwreck?
Well, like I said, if Roscoe's trying to get away and I see the dragon going after Roscoe, and the thing is, if the dragon eats Roscoe, then that's the end of the plan, and then the dragon might eat me. So if I try to turn into this anglerfish and distract it more, then maybe we'll have enough chances to get the anglerfish to be awake. So I'm going to change into the anglerfish. Hopefully, I mean, like, they still haven't stirred up anything, right?
It is big. Like, it's bigger than you are.
Oh, so, like, way bigger than me.
It is a large-sized creature, in D&D terms.
Okay.
But if you're far enough away, can the dragon really tell?
Shoot. Oh, yeah. Oh. Will's like, thanks, Rafina. I'll run really far away from this battle. I'm sorry.
You have to make sure you're only visible in the side view mirror.
Yeah. Sorry. I have to look at the spell, which is
he's stunning
here.
As a fish. <Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na>. So many fishes.
Whose challenge rating is equal to less than the target's. Any beast.
Yeah, this anglerfish probably has a way higher challenge rating than you.
Yes, but I'm not trying to actually be the anglerfish. I just want to look like it.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. I'm not trying to actually have the anglerfish's powers.
And wanted to just be an oversized anglerfish, then I think that's okay.
As far as the
per
color.
Polymorph. It wouldn't be for, like, the disguise
I'm not looking
self
for any,
or anything.
I'm not looking for any spells or anything
I understand.
Like that.
No, I'm just trying
just
to.
Just to look like this thing has gotten away.
I get it. Yeah, I think you could. We're using polymorph.
I guess I could just cast major image. You know what? Maybe I'll do that
instead
right now.
Polymorph would work too.
I'm still hiding, and I could be safer if I do that, and then potentially I could still polymorph into something later. So maybe I will just cast major image, and like Rafina said, just put it further away. That way, no matter what size it is, it's going to look like. But I have to make it look like it's getting away. You know,
major
what I mean?
Image you can make look exactly like as big as it.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'll do that instead. I'll do the major image. But the problem is I'm still trying to coordinate. Like if I cast major image and I make an anglerfish over there, and then there's nothing obscuring the anglerfish that's still in the orb, he's immediately going to know. So I guess. Oh God, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's not obscured yet, and it looks like this dragon is about to do something.
To do something to Roscoe.
It stopped inhaling.
And how far away am I from Roscoe?
Roscoe, you were running towards Will, right?
Yeah.
You're pretty close. Probably within range of...
Could I run, grab him, and dimension door with him? Wait, did you just turn into something? I can't remember what
did.
He didn't?
Well, he turned into a buttless...
A buttless guy.
Buttless,
okay, cool.
Clothed person.
A buttless guy.
A bikeless.
This is... Okay. No, yeah.
Assless.
So I will, if I think Roscoe's just running, I'm going to run at him and cast Dimension Door.
So you're just
going to
run out into the open.
But I'll go somewhere where the dragon can't see us.
Okay.
But I...
Dimension Door is an action.
You said I was close. Oh, you think I'm too far. I would have to use my action to run
at
the rest
this
of the
point,
way.
Probably,
man,
yeah.
None of my things work, guys. I'm sorry. All my ideas are shit.
No, they're it's just maybe not ready for them yet. I think all of these are great ideas when the time comes.
I have like the lamest idea. It's like cast Mage Hand and just go
to the dragon.
Sediment.
Well, I also wonder. I had this image of like Will seeing Roscoe's ass and what Will's reaction would be. Like,
yep.
Like dragon be damned. I need to put I need to take care of this situation.
I can mend his clothes. I run up and I just mend his ass area.
You need to touch it though.
Press to digitate your butt.
You haven't seen his butt yet though, because he's facing you.
Oh, okay. All right. Phew.
True.
Did I hear the rip?
Yeah.
Did I hear?
How tall is the butte?
Yeah. How tall is the butte?
Like 40, 50 feet ish.
Okay, so I probably should wait till we get up there to do fog cloud bathwhack because it's too tall.
Oh, yeah. At some point, oh God, I'm sorry to interrupt, but at some point Roscoe does have to say, I've heard about riptides, but this is ridiculous.
Nice.
I think we should just swim up next to the fish.
I'm going.
Yeah, you guys are swimming up next to the fish.
I'm sorry. Now it's me. It's me delay because everything I wanted to do is not correct. So,
delay fish. Yay!
I'm delay fish. I'm wondering. Now, here's my last
idea. Give me back that delay of fish. Give me that fish.
Oh my God. What is that? The 90s? Okay. What if this is where my will, animal knowledge is gonna play maybe into this idea of like polymorph. What animals do I know that are underwater? Because I'm thinking maybe I could polymorph into something that could naturally stir up the sediment and just make things confusing. Ooh. And just kind of swim past.
Okay.
Roscoe. I don't know.
Stingray.
And like
stingray.
Yeah, I know, like a stingray, but
both
I'll,
eyes on the top of
right a flounder. A flounder or a dab or something too. A dab, right?
A dace?
No, it's not a dace. Woo, there's another
a shad row.
An olive flounder and a, well, I can't remember, something else. A shad. Yeah, but that's like.
I love those bottomless breadsticks at the olive flounder. Those are my favorite.
The olive flounder. Yay. When you're here, you're fish.
My favorite character in Popeye is Olive Flounder.
Oh my God.
Okay. So do I think I can transform into something? That
what do you think?
Could beat
what
at
comes to Will's mind?
Like I've said, everything is. I know of carp. I guess I know a dragon can be underwater.
You can't polymorph into a dragon.
How about a big fat eel? Like, can I? So, like, we probably have eels in the Tivoli
you
River
definitely do.
Or the
They're
Bufflin
gross.
River. And but I could. I'm gonna make like the biggest one. Like, I'm gonna be. Ugh. I'm gonna be grossed out by myself, and I'm okay. changing into this giant, as big as I can.
Okay.
I just at the biggest eel I can possibly think of.
Okay.
And that's why I don't know if it'll work, because you're looking it up. Like, are there giant eels in D&D? Probably. I don't know. They're not. But, like, can I make a giant creature out of a regular one if I'm just not trying to get the powers and I'm just trying to look like it?
I just want to see if there's size restrictions on polymorph.
Okay. I turn as big as the lake.
Image thing.
Well, so I was going to use that. I could
I lost
use
track, sorry.
So what I'm worried about is like, if we don't obscure the anglerfish, anything that I turn into the anglerfish, if the dragon sees it, it's going to look, I think naturally makes sense to look back at the orb and make sure it's not the anglerfish. So yeah. I'm like, we got to cover this first somehow. We got to do something.
Okay. So first of all, this is fine for eel, but just, you know, polymorph, it has to be a beast.
What's a beast? What is that's like different?
A creature that has what's referred to as a beast. So that can limit certain things, like maybe a dragon or something. Where did my tab go?
I guess
animals aren't beasts?
Most of them are, I believe. Or all of them. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Eel is fine.
Can I be a big eel? Yeah, I know, right?
What?
Can I be a big eel, though? Like, can I be an eel that I think might do some kind of sediment stirrup? An octopus? I mean, Will knows things. Maybe I'm a big octopus. Can I be a giant octopus? Maybe I heard a fairy tale one time of a giant kraken or something, and I'm not powerful. I just want to kick up the dirt.
All right. How about this?
Uh-oh.
How about a giant crab?
I would definitely know what a crab is. Yeah,
he's a crab.
Yes, he is. But is a crab going to stir up the sediment well? Which creature would stir up the sediment the best? A crab? I'll be like, yes,
and it would grow down. It would wiggle its hips into what the color? Sediment and go up, and then it would wiggle some
it's
more.
It's probably like the color of a cooked crab, because I wouldn't have been like, I'm just gonna think of like a fancy crab. That's what I'm gonna go with. Like, oh yeah, a crab. I have a skewer through me. I have like a fucking toothpick.
Right, there's lemons on you.
Yeah, there's lemons on top of me, and I'm just like, whoa, kale. Look at my garnish. Like, I have garnish kale coming out of my armpits. I have no idea.
That's hilarious.
I'm apparently terrifying. A total idiot. No. It's like he's seen a regular crab at the fish market, but like what he thinks of right away is definitely a bright red crab.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you can do that and get
out.
So
we like lumber out like have been there the whole time, and I'm just trying to block Roscoe from the dragon and just start kicking sediment up all over the place.
So you're going to be able to get close to him and start stirring up the sediment.
Get
you're not
going to
be able
Roscoe?
To get in between.
Okay, that's
fine.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, you start to do that.
Cool.
And the sediment starts partially obscuring Roscoe.
Okay.
Which is going to help with what's about to happen.
Yay, I'm going to get really cooked.
Woo. So the dragon rears back its head and exhales this cone of kind of looks like mucus.
Ew, what?
No.
Powerful jet of mucus down through the water, and he tries to hit Roscoe and this giant crab that just popped out of nowhere. So I need both of you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
You both get to do so with advantage.
Mm-hmm. Because of the sediment.
Correct. And the crab is more in the center of the sediment, so you get an additional +5 to your result.
Whoa, sweet. Okay.
You didn't even roll with advantage, Will. Oh my gosh.
What did I do? Is it good? I can't even see.
Yeah, it was very good. You rolled a 19.
Oh, sweet. Where the hell?
But you should roll again to see if you get.
But look at this. 20. This is funny. I totally clicked on advantage. This doesn't even. Technology doesn't work in my hands. Did it just come through? No, that was yours. Look at this. Do you see? Look. Advantage. I clicked it.
I see it.
Didn't do it.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, it didn't.
All right.
All right. You rolled the exact same thing.
Exact same thing. Weird.
You were destined to roll that 19.
Weird. Yep.
So Will got a 22 for his save, and Roscoe.
And +5, you said.
Oh, right. 27.
27. +1 for my lucky stone. 28, baby. Nobody can see me ever. I'm a burrowing crab. I take Roscoe with me. I eat him. I forget I was ever Will. I'm the king of Bear Tuggle Lake.
Just turned invisible.
I have a lemon crown. Anyway, sorry.
Give some of
Let's get
those...
rid of this mucus, please. God.
Please give some of those points
Are
to
you okay?
Roscoe.
What? There's so many people saying so many things.
Oh, sorry.
Because a 15.
Oh, my thing unplugged. Oh,
gosh. That's why you didn't know everybody was talking
all
at once.
I thought you were just nervous. Oh, no, I didn't hear anything. Oh, shoot.
I was going to say, like, can Roscoe please have some of those points? Way too many points.
I know.
Well, thankfully, you had advantage, because your first roll was a 1, but with advantage, you rolled a 15. Yeah. So, unfortunately,
Yeah, fuck me.
No more Roscoe.
The cone of mucus was thick enough in, it was kind of mostly centered on you because it was still mostly able to make out where you were. And so you find yourself coated in this viscous mixture.
Ooh.
What is it? It's not, if it's not mustard, Roscoe doesn't like it.
He says, "What is this crab a friend of yours?"
I don't know no crabs. What the fuck is this, by the way? Did you just sneeze on me?
Oh, you'll see soon. But, where'd you go? No. Who's kicking up? Get out of here. You crab, you show yourself. And he beats his wings and the sediment sort of blasts away.
What? I worked so hard on that sediment.
Yeah, you did.
Can you help me again with this? Look at this. I can't, it won't go down to where I'm writing. It just disappears. Help me. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, guys. Oh my God, I'm sorry. That's embarrassing. Okay.
Yeah, just pretend that your hand is a crab thing.
Okay.
What do crabs have?
Pinchers? Claws? Pinchers. Yeah. Pincers.
Claws.
Pincers. And claws, but pincers. They pinch.
Are claws made of pincers?
The pants nays.
No pants, Brosco.
No pants, Brosco.
All right, we got there.
So yeah, Bathwack and Rafina, you have made your way up the butte, and before you is sort of the bottom part of the curve of this orb, and within, you can see clear as day the Ionian anglerfish. It's laying on its side, sort of weakly flopping around. Aww. At the bottom of this orb, and occasionally a few drops of water drip down from the top of the orb onto it.
Oh, so it's like dry in the orb?
It seems like there's air in there.
Oh, whoa.
Which it maybe can't breathe, so.
Oh my God.
It's hard to tell if that's like his imprisonment or if that's his protection. I don't know. But probably it's bad. Should I do the fog cloud now? What do you think? Should I do it? Will we be able to see him? Okay, poof!
We're right next to him.
You could put the cloud, I'm sure there's a range on it, but you don't necessarily have to put yourself in the cloud. I mean, you can if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
But you could put it like between you and the dragon and still be able to see what you're doing.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Then I can do a 20-foot range one. That should be plenty.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to put it between us and the dragon?
Between us, including the fish and the dragon.
So, like, kind of at the front of the orb if you guys are at the back?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So,
we didn't see what just happened with the wings. And I, and
yeah,
so
that's
we
the
don't
plan.
Know what happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And I think at the same time, well.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to touch the orb.
Okay. Yeah, you reach out and touch the orb, and it feels like glass.
Hmm.
Nothing particularly exciting happens when you touch it, but it just feels like a curved glass surface.
I'm going to heal the curved glass surface for 5 hit points.
Don't heal it. I thought we wanted to break it.
I just want to see what's going on. I think we need to break it, but yeah. I want to see if anything happens.
So yeah, the fog cloud is in full effect. Poof. So yeah, you, Roscoe, and Will see this cloud.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Pop up there in the sky, so you can't see the orb anymore. You can see like the bottom part of the butte.
Okay.
So yeah, you cast this fog cloud, and inside the orb, the anglerfish kind of flops around, and it looks like the face of it is like kind of turning more towards you, and it's this hideous maw of aww, these weirdly, scarily pointy teeth. Again, it's like on its side, so it's like, you picture that. It's kind of a flat kind of fish when it's on its side. Mm-hmm. And its head light thing is kind of laying limply on the side, sort of dimly glowing.
Aww,
but it eventually flops its way around, and you can see its eyes a little bit kind of rolling back in its head, but you see it kind of focus on you all, and you all hear very quietly,
"Hey, who are you guys?"
Oh. Wait, all of us or just Bathwick and me?
You two.
Rafina Phalangepot at your service. Can you hear me through the orb?
We want to help you.
Oh, whoa, that's cool. It's been really bad down here. Like, real bad.
Do you need water? Do you need to get out of the orb?
Yeah. I'm a fish, man.
Anglerfish played by Jeff Bridges.
He abides.
Like, I don't know. Like, I can't. I'm weak. I'm real weak. But if you can help me, I'll try to help you.
Of course. Of course. All right, Bathwick, break the orb. Punch it.
I don't know how well I can swing my sword down here.
Don't use your sword. Use, I don't know, your head. Just break it.
Yeah, I'm going to hit it with my sword.
Compromise.
Okay. Go ahead. Give me an attack roll. Well, all right. I mean, you can hit it. There's no question about that. I guess give me a roll just to see if it's a crit or okay, a crit fail.
So, one hit.
Sorry. Oh,
guess what that is.
Oh,
Oh my God.
I love crit hits in dragon fights.
And orb fights.
Oh my gosh,
yes,
awesome.
And orb fights.
Orb fight.
All right. So yeah, you you reach back with your sword, one-handed, because you have your shield back. And you swing hard at the orb, and the anglerfish's light blue light thing glows a little more brightly than you'd seen it. And your sword glows with that same energy, that same light. You slice into, like, right into the glass, and you're bracing your arm hard, expecting, you know, to smash into this and feel the reverberation of that, maybe chip away at it or something like that. And you slice through it.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Like
what,
butter.
What, to the fish?
No.
Oh. Orb. I see. Like, the orb is actually there. It actually feels like glass.
Yeah.
And I just, I slice. It's not that it's like this energy shield that my sword just passes through.
No. You cut through the glass of the orb, make this big, long arc.
All right.
Through, and you feel the power of this, whatever, light in your sword, and you just pull back and do a backslash back through the other way. And these lines, it's like an X in front of you, are sort of neatly cleft into the orb, and water starts immediately sort of shooting through this X in like these fine fins of water, spraying all over the anglerfish. And it's going for like a good 5-10 seconds. And then from the ends of the X, these cracks just immediately start radiating outwards. The hissing water starts shooting in through more spots. And it feels like it's just going to stay like that indefinitely. And then the whole orb shatters.
Yay!
Oh, Bathwick, I'm going to give you a medal. I promised one to Will, but I'm going to have to give it to you instead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing. Oh, now Rafina's been trying to heal this relationship, and now she's going to break it entirely. I want to say that Abby is laughing just in case the listeners think I'm being mean.
Guys, so I'm sad. Always laughing.
I'm like thinking about Rafina as somebody who like awards or makes judgments of people's feats. Uh-huh. And now I'm thinking of Refina.
Oh, Refina.
Like Dennis Leary.
Perfect. Yes, like The Ref, starring Dennis Leary and Kevin Spacey.
Wow.
I didn't bring him up. You did.
Well, you know.
So, yeah. And it's this reverberating, deafening crash as the orb explodes into a million pieces. Rafina and Bathwack, I need you both to make a dexterity saving throw. While they do that, I'll inform Roscoe and Will that you both hear this.
Okay.
This explosion of tinkling something. You can probably assume that happened.
Yeah.
It's a very distinctive sound. And you also see that the dragon definitely hears it as well.
Uh-oh. Because
it immediately, like, snaps to attention.
Is up.
And turns to, snaps its head around to look at where the orb was in view, but now is not.
All right, so immediately Roscoe is like, all right, just don't sneeze on me again. I'll tell you, I came through the door for four.
The door for four.
Isn't that like a thing at Wendy's?
Yeah.
Junior bacon chee.
So Rafina got did you roll twice?
I accidentally rolled twice because I didn't hear it make the sound the first time.
Okay. Well, unfortunately your second roll was a natural 20.
I know, I
That's
wasted
very
it.
Sad.
So I subtract 3 from that roll.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But then I'm trying to figure out how much to add because I think 7. I think something's wrong.
Oh yeah, your charisma isn't that high anymore.
You know what? I had Roscoe say that because he thought that it might, like, be meaningful to the dragon. And if it is meaningful to the dragon, it's meaningful in a way that just informed him that there are definitely 3 other people down here.
What?
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.